let's segue into ionic elements, because we touched upon minerals, and the ionic elements, it does contain as well the concentrated fulvic acid. So let's talk a little bit about ionic elements. And fundamentally, why do we need trace minerals? What do they do?
Okay, well, that's a pretty simple thing to address. Over the last 100 years or so, our soils are becoming more and more depleted. We do not have mineral-rich soils anymore. So for that reason alone, you pretty much have to be doing some kind of supplementation with minerals. Now, the issue is you got to have the minerals in a form that the body can utilize. And ionic minerals are definitely a form that the body is most easily recognizable and absorbable. And because the fulvic acid is in there too, and like Dave said, basically every plant produces fulvic acid on its roots. And so that fulvic acid can help the uptake of the minerals that are in the soil. So the same is true with the trace minerals, that by combining the fulvic acid with the trace minerals, you're going to have an easier time for the cells to uptake those minerals to get actual absorption. Most people, you know, who take 1,000 milligrams of calcium, all they end up doing is making calcium deposits because it's in a form that the body can't recognize. So it all boils down to, once again, structure and function. Unless the thing that we're taking in is in the form and structure that the body can utilize, it will not provide what the body needs. And it's as simple as that. And so the ionic elements, simply put, provide the body with nutrients, with the minerals, in a form that can be easily recognized and absorbed.
Awesome. And then I just wanted to add to that that every single chemical reaction that involves an enzyme or any communication between the body requires a mineral. Think of minerals as being the wiring system of the human body. Instead of copper wire, we have minerals, and those minerals trigger neuroreceptor and neurotransmission activity. So when your brain talks to your muscles, when your brain talks to your body, but more importantly, when your brain doesn't have to talk to your body, and these are called sympathetic muscle activities. And sympathetic muscle activities are different than parasympathetic muscle activities. They're different because you don't have to think about them, and they don't have to be triggered by anything. And so these parasympathetic and sympathetic muscle activities are vitally important, and guess what they're driven by? Magnesium. They're driven by the other minerals, potassium, magnesium, that cause your muscles to contract and expand or your body to relax. And that's why your eyelashes and your heart and things like this work without you having to think about it. And so you don't think about breathing, you don't think about your eyelashes, you don't think about your heart beating. That wouldn't happen if it wasn't for trace minerals. And lack of trace minerals actually lead to these sympathetic and parasympathetic activities being reduced. Your heart could have a arrhythmia just because you don't have the minerals. Your blood pressure could be off just because you don't have enough minerals. Your digestion could not be working just because you don't have enough minerals. You could not be sleeping right just because you don't have enough minerals. So, you know, again, the things that we take advantage of, our heart, our lungs, these are being driven by minerals. And when we reduce the quality of minerals, we reduce the quality work that our heart, our lungs, and our brain are doing.
So, Dave, this sounds like a product that most everybody should take most all the time, other than when we talk about cycling. And if so, what is the best time of day to take ionic elements, to take trace minerals?
Okay, I love Dr. Mike has a great Ayurvedic perspective, but I'll tell you what I do. I take my cup, which is a copper vessel, and I fill it with purified water before I go to bed, and I put the ionic elements into the water, and I put a little Kleenex over the top, and I set it next to my bed, And then upon waking, I do some stretching, some breathing, and I take that water in. And it is vibrationally, and, you know, it's just really in tune now to the water and to my body. And so I love to take it that way. I love to let it sit in water for a while. You could do the same thing in a glass vessel in the refrigerator and let it sit overnight as well, if you'd like to do it that way. Or you could do it in a copper vessel next to your bed as I do. But either way, I think putting in water before you go to bed, letting it become part of the water overnight, and drinking it in the morning is the best way to take it if you have the time. Could we get Dr. Mike's perspective?
Well, that's a fine idea, but most people aren't going to do that. And so I say, you know, add it to anything you've got just to get it into your body.
Let me ask you this. Our instructions on there say they suggest 4 times a day. If we're not doing it 4 times a day, can we double the dose if we're doing it morning and evening? What are our thoughts on that?
Well, that is the reason I fill a vessel the night before, because I drink. I then use that water throughout the day. That's what I was sort of talking about. So, yes, you want to use it 4 times a day, but I put it in the water once a day, and then I draw from that water 4 times a day or twice a day, because it is better. Remember that minerals are part of food, and our body, minerals don't dwell in our body for a long period of time just sitting around waiting to be used the way that beta carotene might. You have to actually put them into your body on a daily basis, because they come in, they do their work, and they leave. So it isn't like, okay, I put a bunch of minerals in my body on Sunday, and so I'm good till next Monday. It doesn't work that way.
Gotcha. Dr. Mike, anything else you want to share with us, too, there on our ionic elements?
Just the fact that, like I said, because the soil is so depleted, just get some into your body every day. Ideally, you know, try and spread them out as much as you can, but just do it. It's that important, because we really, our bodies are crying for minerals.
Every human condition, every disease on some level is tied to a mineral deficiency, and that has been stated by authorities from major universities, hospitals, scientists. Every single disease on some level is rooted in a mineral deficiency.
Yeah, you know, interesting. Linus Pauling actually went before the Joint Senate and Congress, I think it was in 1969 or something like that. And basically he stated that pretty much all disease is related to mineral deficiencies.